podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Ian makes a very good point in the chat. And it goes both ways. Ian says, always funny to think how the public piling on a player for drastically underperforming, perhaps because of confidence issues, helps in any way. But, I mean, I had a guy yesterday yelling at me. He said, can't wait for you guys to ask Mike Schild who his favorite superhero is on Friday. And I said, well, we've reached the point of blaming the media's fault right now in
Batman, obviously.
You think Batman?
I think he's a Batman
guy. I think he's an old-school Superman, as old-school as it gets.
Well, we'll find out. We'll ask him on Friday
yeah,
morning.
Absolutely, 100%. Thanks for that suggestion. You know, you have to say something. And again, it's not a personal thing. It's a performance thing. That's all it is. It's a performance thing. You're not performing, and you need to perform. And I think that's a fair criticism and a fair ask of a player that's eating up a big portion of, you know, your team's payroll.
And remember, this is all contract based. Jose Iglesias isn't performing any better than Xander Bogaerts.
I think he is.
Not much.
A little bit.
Maybe a little. But we would never say anything because, well, he's not making much money. He's, you know, it's the amount of money that Xander makes that causes all of us to go insane when he doesn't perform well.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's, I don't know. I'm the performance is definitely not commensurate with the salary.
Correct.
You know, it's
correct.
Just not. And it's
you're probably
not
going to find a better player than Xander Bogaerts out there, to be honest.
What do you mean?
Like, we were just talking to Dennis Lynn about looking for, you know, potential like Anthony Rizzo types who could help the lineup. He's not better than Xander Bogaerts. You know, Xander Bogaerts is around, you know, a slightly plus value player, which is fine. You just don't want to be paying those guys what you're paying Xander Bogaerts.
Yeah.
But there's plenty worse players even on this Padres team than Xander Bogaerts. He's not the worst player on the Padres.
No.
They have four or five lineup guys that are underperforming even Xander Bogaerts right now. Tirso Ornelas. That kind of drove me crazy because before I went on vacation, I felt like we spent a week with people going, where's Tirso Ornelas? You need to get rid of Yuli Gurriel and give Tirso Ornelas a chance. That'll fix things. Tirso Ornelas hasn't been able to hit on the major league level, which was always the most likely outcome when you brought him up. They were finally forced to do it, but there are no ready-made solutions for the Padres in their minor leagues. They're not making bad decisions by bringing up the wrong players. They just don't have enough players right now to perform. And they certainly can't afford losing Xander Bogaerts at this point. As poorly as he's done, he's definitely your best chance of, you know, improved production going forward.
But you don't have a choice. That's
no,
the thing.
You have no choice.
You have no choice. It's like, why am I beating my head against a wall about something I cannot control? I mean, that's pretty much true of all fandom. You have no control over what these guys do. But, you know, I can't get up in arms about a guy that you have to play. You have to have him in the lineup every single day. You just do. If he's healthy, he's got to be out there and hope that he figures it out. And, you know, I expect more from him. I expect more from Manny than what he's done so far. I expect more from really all those guys given an opportunity to contribute at the big league level, to not be able to scratch out any runs, you know, really and put together a big inning at all is just been tough. I mean, have we blown a team out this year? Have we had one laugher?
Yeah, one or two.
Have we?
Yeah, I think so.
Have we?
There's like a 7-0 win.
I'm talking a 12-1 over in the third, like last fur.
They've only scored double digits like once. 10-4 win over the Cubs.
I felt like that.
That was a late rally.
I feel like that was dicey. Yeah. I don't think we've had a.
They lost 10-4 to the A's. I mean, all their wins, 5-0, 7-2, 7-0.
7-0 is kind of a laugher.
8-0 over the Rockies. I mean, the Rockies, two of those games were kind of laughers, but that's the Rockies. They're actually worse than the White Sox were at this point last year. Everyone in the chat says I'm crazy. I'm not predicting Xander Bogaerts is going to go back to being Boston Xander Bogaerts or All-Star Xander Bogaerts. Doesn't look like he is. Really, we've seen enough of Xander Bogaerts.
Yep.
You've got to accept the fact that he is not that player anymore, and you have massively overpaid for an underachieving player.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is The Padres don't have any better options right now than playing Xander Bogaerts.
You really don't have any better options.
It's not even close right now.
It's
They really don't have any better options than Xander Bogaerts.
And, you know, for everyone saying, guys, it's April, we're 30 games in, I get it, man, but it's been a couple of years of underperforming, you know. I don't know.
We're also dealing with trauma from, like, the Hosmer signing.
Yeah.
That contract was terrible.
One different thing about Hosmer and Xander Bogaerts that I think drove all of us at least particularly crazy is Eric Hosmer would refuse to acknowledge even the fact that he was not performing up to expectations, whereas I think Xander totally gets the fact that he's not playing
well. We feel burned by Eric Hosmer as fans that I don't know that Xander can do anything to, in the eyes of the majority of the fan base, live up to his contract.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if he hit 300 with 30 home runs, somebody would be like...
No, I'd be pretty happy.
Well, I'd be ecstatic. Are you kidding me? But don't tell me there wouldn't be some people who, but he's terrible defensively. Or, you know,
yeah,
something.
That's
like,
fair.
I don't know that he will ever live up to the contract that the Padres gave him. It's no fault of his own for taking that money. But I just don't know that it's ever going to work. And I think we're a little bit burned still from Hosmer, who's making another $15 million this year from the Padres.
Yeah.
If Xander hit 270 with 15 home runs and 70 RBI,
I'd lose my mind.
I would be that would be terrific.
He needs to go on a real run.
And that would
he's
be,
got five RBI
and that would
right
be
now.
Time's a ticket.
And that would be massively underperforming the salary that he's being paid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I would take it at this point.
Oh my
God. I'm not expecting anything higher. In fact, that's probably beyond what you can even hope for this year.
I do. Listen, people are going to say what they want, but I have seen... only takes that I can describe as brain dead at this point by saying, send Xander down. You can't, okay? You can't send Xander Bogaerts down.
You can't
call Leo DeVries up. He's 18 years old. He's at single A. You do not want to crush the development. Tirso Ornelas has played in the minors for 10 years. He's at the big league level. He can't hit right now. And you're going to bring up 18-year-old Leo DeVries. Hey, maybe you catch lightning in a bottle for 2-3 games. But he's 18 years old. His development is paramount to this team future success. So take a deep breath, relax a little bit, let Paulie.
I mean, the alternative is Mason McCoy playing every day, and I get Mason McCoy's a good defender, but you know he's gonna hit 100 on the big league level.
Yeah.
So that's not an option. You know, Xander is the option right now.
Matthew, you cannot send Xander Bogaerts down to AAA. You can't.
I don't know if Xander has options or not at this point.
I mean, come on.
Realistically, it's not something they're discussing in the Padres front office. No. Again, who are you calling up to replace him? Who are you calling up to replace him?
We're really between a rock and a hard place at this point. So, take a deep breath.
Fake an injury. Again, who are you replacing him with on the roster? Nobody? You just have an empty spot at shortstop?
You go Iglesias and then Tyler Wade at second?
Yeah, I mean, these are not great options at this point. So, need our guys back healthy. We'll figure it out.
Very, very badly.
House of Hosses. Jose is playing so much better. Yeah, at second base because they need him there.
Right.
Now, if everyone was healthy...
Matthew says he has options. Does he have options?
He might, because he probably didn't get sent down much when he was in Boston.
Matthew's a Hosmer fan. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Now, that's still not happening. It's still not going to happen. McCoy is not an option to play every day.
He's really not.
He's also hurt.
That is a white flag.
He's hurt.
That
is a dislocated finger. He's a pinch runner at this point.
That is waving the white flag.
If you have your full roster here... Anybody say no to a day off, maybe even two for Xander?
Of course.
No, not at all.
But you don't have
healthy,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah, give him a couple extra days off, you know.
I'd give him, if the whole team was healthy, I swear to God, I'd give him tomorrow and Wednesday off. That's
short,
four straight days.
Have him come off the bench for a few days. Iglesias at short, Cronenworth at second, Arraez at first. You do that for a few days. You try to figure it out. But right now, you have no choice. You have no choice.
Yeah.
You can't even give him a day off if you wanted.
Right.
You did it last week. And now you have even less opportunity to do so.
Yep, it's tough. We're in a tough spot.
There are other teams that are battling injuries as well, and maybe not feeling the pain the same way the Padres are. You know, the Padres have fallen now to third place. Giants got a win yesterday on a little league home run
that
by Elian Ramos.
Insane. looks like the Tier 1's playing defense out there.
A swinging bunt that was thrown away by the pitcher. and then thrown away by the first baseman as he tried to advance to third, and he came around to score to beat the Texas Rangers 3-2.
The ball was hit 30 feet in front of the plate.
Nobody on base.
2-2 game in the bottom of the ninth. Can I play John Miller's call?
Yeah, yes. Great.
Ramos has been on base twice, and he hits a soft bouncer past the mound off the third base side. Jackson, he barehands it and throws it away at first. It goes right on by Berger and down the right field line. And now Ramos around second, heading for third. The throw, it goes wild. It goes over to the sidewall. He jumps up. He heads home. And the game is over. It's a Little League home run.
I don't know if it's Giants loving or not. I could listen to John Miller call baseball games all day long.
He's the GOAT.
He's unbelievably good. He is so good. That's got to be something that he's never seen in all his years.
Giants will be in town tomorrow, bringing their 19-10 record to Petco Park. Maybe the biggest surprise of baseball so far this season. Dodgers won yesterday, but did, as you mentioned, Woods lose Tyler Glasnow after just one inning, continuing their pitching injury struggles, but they beat the Pirates 9-2. And the D-backs won. Now, they were winning to avoid a sweep. They almost got swept despite getting a four-home run game on Saturday by Eugenio Suarez. I don't know. Did anyone look at the stats? How many times did a team lose a four-home run game?
I think it's just only one other time.
One other time in the history of baseball?
87 or something.
Yeah, pretty insane.
That was pretty crazy. The other thing
my fantasy third baseman, by the way. I was very pleased.
Torey Lovello was also surprised to learn that he was the manager for each of the last two four-home run games.
Wow.
J.D. Martinez did it as well. One of the rarest feats in baseball, even more rare than a perfect game. A four-home run game for Eugenio Suarez over the weekend. Rockies lost again. I mentioned they're in a 4-23. At this point, the White Sox last year on their road to the historically bad season, they were 5-22. So that's even like worse.
They're on pace for 24 wins.
Just absolutely brutal. The Phillies outlasted the Cubs 3-1 in 10 innings on Sunday Night Baseball. It was a pitcher's duel between Aaron Nola and Jameson Taillon. The Phillies ended up winning in the 10th. The Nationals rallied back against the Mets, who have the best record in baseball now. They were up 7-1, and the Nationals came back in the last three innings.
Yep.
So I think 5 in the 7th and 2 in the 9th to beat the Mets and actually win that series. So even the Mets, playing as well as anyone, find themselves losing 2 of 3 to the Nationals. So it can happen to anyone, Woods.
I mean, the underlying message is that baseball sucks and that no one should like it or watch it or follow it ever, because it really will break your heart over and over. And then it'll get your heart back, and then it'll break it all over again. There's a new set of problems seemingly every day. But yeah, it is. It's officially dooming season, I think, here in San Diego after dropping the last four, certainly swept at home by the Tampa Bay Rays.
All right, we'll take a timeout. When we come back, we've got some tickets to give away. Padres will try to turn it around tomorrow, and it will be Tony Gwynn rookie bobblehead night at Petco Park, and you'll have a chance to win a couple of tickets when we return with Ben and Woods after a check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan, and after I tell you about SDFatLoss.com, which, honestly, I ate a lot this weekend because I was on vacation and they had tons of food at the tournament, and I thought, oh no, I'm gonna have to shed these pounds.
It was a bender.
Well, I got back, and part of it is, I've changed my metabolism so much. I only gained a pound, and I go, I can do that in like 2 days with SDFatLoss.com. In fact, you can lose up to a pound of fat per day, 10-20% of your body weight in just 60 days. I lost 40 pounds in 60 days on the program. I was at Petco Park yesterday. Someone asked me about it, said they are ready to sign up and try it because it worked for me. I've kept the weight off. It can work for you as well. No injections, no prepackaged meals necessary. You're eating regular food from the grocery store, like chicken and steak, and you don't need to exercise to lose the weight either. So, I mean, if it sounds good to you, please set up a free consultation by going to sdfatloss.com. And still here in the month of April, get $200 off during their spring special. What do you have to lose other than a bunch of weight? Come on, give it a shot. Go to sdfatloss.com. That's sdfatloss.com. Results may vary. Well, you certainly kept busy while I was...
Dude, I'm so tired of myself. I can't stand it.
Not just the show, but... You were emceeing on Saturday night?
I had two little league games Saturday, yeah. And then right into, I had about an hour of downtime, and then I went right into the hosting of the fundraiser for Bo's school. It was a, I got there at 4:30 and I left at 9. And dude, wow. It was, that day, Saturday was so long. But yeah, obviously, you know, for a good cause, raising money for the kids' school and all that, it's important. We did way overpay for our parking space. You know, you got
any, oh, the school parking space.
Yeah, it's
you
elite.
Bought it again?
Yeah, we bought it again.
Nice.
It's elite. Like you like it's so good to have. I'm never late. So I'm sitting in that parking space an hour early anyway. So it's kind of a waste of money, but if you need it, it's there and you can whip right in and
we
and
did this at our elementary school as well. Usually pickup is a giant slog of cars like out the lot, down just the street,
for,
you know,
for
you got to wait
an hour.
You got to wait to get out, but there's very limited parking. It's usually for the teachers and the principal, and that's about it.
They auction off two
but
spots.
They have a couple of spots that they'll auction off to raise money that you can then pull in. Should be saved for you. So you pull in right there, right? You know, even if you're only like 2 minutes before the end of school, it's waiting for you. Your kid knows exactly where to come and find you, and then you pull right out. It is a luxurious item that generally fetches a pretty penny.
And it did. My first apartment was now you're talking
the
many,
rent.
Many, many years ago in Dallas, Texas, with there's an overflow of places to live. It's double what I paid for my first apartment. All right. And it's exactly what I paid for the nicest place I ever lived in Dallas per month. A giant loft. 1,000-square-foot loft overlooking downtown.
Ooh.
And we just, it was stunning. And we just paid
the Woods Bachelor Pad.
Bro. If those walls could talk. we paid that for that. And so, yeah, man, my wife wanted it so badly. But yeah, I had to do, you know, we had a really cool DJ there, DJ Flo, who's the coolest dude. Was so rad. He's a huge Padres fan. He had the Padres game on, so I was running behind his thing to watch a little bit of the game. But it was a big responsibility. All the other parents got to get all tanked up and have a great time, and I couldn't. I couldn't do it.
You did get dressed up, though.
I did. I did have to go coastal country. That was the theme. And let me say this. I'm trying to think of a diplomatic way to say this. It's a good theme. It's a good theme.
Interesting.
All the moms.
It's not what everyone expected from Woods.
All the moms looked really, really great. And
authentic. So country, obviously, is usually heavy jeans, heavy jackets, because you got to protect yourself against the dust and the dirt.
The rattlesnakes and the elements.
Boots.
Belt
buckles, big hats. But coastal country kind of opens up the door to...
it's a little... You can explore the space a little bit more.
Maybe wear a little less than you would on the actual ranch. Is
correct.
That what you're saying?
Correct. And it was a... I'll say this. I really liked the theme very, very much. Brandon says, Woods went coastal country the night Jelly Roll performed at Stagecoach. Not a coincidence. But I got this shirt. Pretty cool shirt. Pearl snap shirt. I had my jeans on, had some boots on. They did have line dancing out there. The moms did get a little loose, and it was fun. And
didn't you say there was a magician
dude
as well?
Come on. Oh my God. This guy was incredible. He had the cards. He wrote this girl's name on the card. He pulled it out. He hid it. He found it in a shoe. I got his card. I'm bringing him in.
Is it like this, the guy Oz, the mentalist? Have you seen him recently?
Oz the mentalist?
I think it's Oz.
Is it Oz?
Is what he goes by. He's blown up over the last like 2 years.
Yeah.
He's going to all the NFL teams and stuff and doing. It's unbelievable. I cannot, if I stumble across it on Instagram, I will watch the entire video. I can't wrap my head around
this. This guy was elite. Now, I told him, I grabbed him after I watched him do like a 5-minute trick with these cards. And you said, was it five of hearts? Oh, it's got your name on it. Like, it's bananas. I said, I work with a cynic. I work with the world's biggest hater
skeptic.
Skeptic. That's the word I was looking for. And he said, I said, I need you to come in and do magic for us. Maybe we do a big Christmas show. It'd be really fun to have him come in and do some magic. Ben, I was staring at his hands, looking for the tell, looking for... You can't see anything, dude. He's so good. So it was really, really good. It was fun. We raised a lot of money. But you know, man, when you're...
Now, what outfit was this, Woods, that you look very sharp in your...
That's what AI thought when I said... a picture of Woods, a real picture of Woods, and says, make this a coastal country photo of this man. And that's what it gave me.
He's in short, tan shorts, button-down tan shirt.
Kind of looks like he's going on a safari, but threw also, on a denim jacket.
Yeah, that was the that's AI that Pauly looked at. But I enjoyed myself. But the thing I did think about this. Everyone said, "Oh, you did such a great job," but I didn't. I want to just go have fun next year. Is that okay as well? Because I really looked like a good time. They had phenomenal food. They had poke bowls, they had cookies, and I didn't really get the chance to all this mezcal and tequila that everyone was having a great time. I didn't really get a chance to enjoy it. You can't have the host get S-faced up there and be like, ugh. So I really kept it under control, but it was a good time, and we raised a lot of money, which is the most important thing. Let me tell you, though, when you do a raffle, why would you buy a bunch of raffle tickets, stick them in the jar, and then not collect? You know how many times I had to go, going once, going twice, okay, we're like moving
no
on.
No one even checks their numbers. They didn't check their number. And you can't find the winners. And then it turns into a real slog when you're the MC.
Oh, Benny, you're dying.
You just have to keep pulling numbers.
6143. 6143.
No,
wait,
anyone?
Anyone. And everyone's standing staring at you. And then I reach in. No, you got to shuffle them up a little more. I'm like, I will fist fight you, dude. Please, I'm dying up here. So it was good. It was long, but we raised a lot of money. It's the most important thing. And there's some cool prizes, really, really cool prizes and stuff we gave away. And we, like I said, we won the parking space. So that was the only thing that really mattered.
It's a fun feeling to win, like the only thing that you wanted in a raffle.
Yeah, my wife was on it, man. She was bidding. Some guy tried to outbid her the last second, and she came in and hit him.
If you buy 50 raffle tickets and you put 40, 45 of them in one and sprinkle a couple other, like, you're so mad if you don't win at that point.
It's the worst. But man, they were cutting a rug out there, and it was fun. It was good.
It was like in our Odyssey Christmas raffle.
I missed that.
There was one prize. I forget what it was that I wanted. There were only two tickets in there at the end of the night.
You lost.
And I lost.
That's such bad luck, man. I do feel my wife went a little bit Xander Bogaerts on the I think she outbid the next guy by like $300, which was not smart. But at the end of the day, if you get what you want, then it was money.
Now, that was a live auction for that?
That was silent auction.
Silent auction.
Yeah, I did not have to auction.
The live auction, she can just give a withering glare to, like, don't even think about bidding any higher.
Correct.
Because that would work on me.
Well, and if I was the auctioneer, I just wouldn't have called on the guy that raised his paddle. I just called on her every time.
Wow.
Well, that's how they do the silent auction.
Going once, going twice. Sold to Hannah Ann Carroll for $5.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. No, it was fun, man. But I'm very tired. Very tired. I'm tired of the sound of my own voice.
All right, let's take our last time out. Before we do that, though, we have some tickets to give away. This is the time to call 833-288-0973 for a pair of tickets to tomorrow's Padres Giants game. First 40,000 fans in attendance will receive a free Tony Gwynn rookie bobblehead. Get your own tickets at padres.com/tickets or win them now. Fifth caller, 833-288-0973. And just like that, the lines are full of callers. Pauly will get you dialed in during the break, and then we'll come back with the Rindle Report, talk some basketball, talk some SDFC, and more in our final segment next year with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Speaking of basketball, some pretty decent storylines materializing with the NBA playoffs right now, and Underdog just became one of the best places to make picks during the basketball playoffs with their Extender promo. With the Extender, you can play your way to increasingly bigger boosts each round of the playoffs. You start a playoff series by using your Game 1 boost, continue boosting each subsequent game to unlock the next one. The longer the series, the bigger the boost. I've told you about Underdog for a few months now. A lot of fun playing daily fantasy on there. Just choose whether your player is going to go higher or lower on one of their stats, like points, assists, rebounds, and so much more. Once your picks feel good, locked in with them, you can play for as little as a dollar. If you get everything right, you could win up to 1,000 times your money. So download the Underdog app today. Sign up with the promo code Woods. Unlock a special offer of up to $1,000 in bonus cash when you make your first deposit. Code Woods. Must be 18 and over, 19 and over in Alabama and Nebraska. Present in the state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/extend.html for details. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
still getting people in the chat saying, hey, you know, fake an injury for Xander Bogaerts, send him down to AAA. Again, I wouldn't be opposed to giving Xander a few days off if they had other players to replace him. They don't. You know, other teams do bench star players occasionally. Devin Williams got demoted from his closer role from the Yankees over the weekend. They're talking in the MLB Network right now. Pat Murphy benches Sal Frelick and Caleb Durbin Saturday. Had a team meeting on Thursday after the worst defensive series he's seen in 10 years. So it happens in the big leagues that you make some changes. You shuffle things up when things aren't going well. But you must have other bodies to replace the bodies that you are trying to change. And right now the Padres just don't have enough bodies to replace them. Yeah, Mason McCoy would be a good defender there if he also wasn't hurt as well.
Yeah.
And if he could hit anything, which he can't.
Right.
So, you know, Xander's going to be the guy. And, you know, at some point, he will hit a little bit better. We've seen stretches where he hits 340 for a few weeks. And, you know, he'll get hot again at some point. The problem is that the downs are too long and the power is not there. It's not good enough. I totally get that. It's not good enough. But
kind of the defense too. Like if
it's,
you can't
it's
help,
not changing at the moment.
If you can't help your team with the bat, you gotta help your team with the glove. If you can't help your team with the glove or the bat, you gotta help the team with your legs. If you can't help the team with any of those, it's tough. And you know, he got
on base and scored one of their two runs yesterday.
Yeah, I mean he hit the ball down the line. Kevin Arrow kind of kicked it a little bit, but
he beat it out.
Yeah, beat it out. Mm-hmm. I mean, look, again, like you can't come in here for $25 million and be like, hey, nice six hopper you hit down to third and you scored the team's run. I mean, you got to have more production from all those guys.
Of course.
I mean, really.
And, of course.
And, you know, the top in a top heavy lineup when everybody was here, when you take four guys out of that lineup, it's going to get ugly. And boy, has it. It has gotten ugly.
Yeah, if you could be batting Xander seventh, great.
That'd
fantastic.
Be great.
It's a good lineup. Right now, you got in the middle of a lineup that just doesn't look good right now.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Hopefully that's not for too much longer. All right, Paulie's got some. Who won our tickets, by the way?
Edgar,
congratulations. Enjoy the game tomorrow night. Should be a good one and another big crowd at Petco Park. Fans are doing their part, no doubt about it.
Oh, my God.
Another big weekend.
They have been. They have been.
You know, they have been for years.
125,000 people plus at Petco Park over the weekend again. So congratulations to the fans. You are getting the job done. Paulie will get the job done with the Rindle Report right after our last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Happy Monday. Shout out to the tier one that I ran into at the game on Friday night. He said, I listen to you guys every morning. He goes, Rindle Report, my favorite open in radio history. I said, wow, that's, I don't think that's accurate at all, but I appreciate that.
I like the open too.
See how long we can make
I'd like
the
to add to it.
We got
make it
plenty
3 minutes.
Of drops.
Yeah,
we can. We can work on that.
Loose cannabis in there.
Loose cannabis?
Yeah. For whatever reason.
No.
It's funny when my 7-year-old walks around the house saying, loose cannabis? Has no idea what it means.
No one does.
You mean
ganja, a.k.a. cannabis.
Yes, that's what it is.
All right, gentlemen. We will start off, how about locally? Another tough match for San Diego FC. They lost to Real Salt Lake 3-1 on Saturday. They had the afternoon, I think it was a 4:30 start down at the Snap. And, Chucky Lozano scored to tie it 1-1 earlier on a penalty kick, but that was right before halftime. And then Real Salt Lake, they were just too much. They moved to 4-0-6 on the season.
Yeah.
And then San Diego FC falls to 4-4-2.
So I would have been so proud of my expert analysis with the great Darren Smith, who joins us every Friday.
Oh, this was amazing.
Wasn't I?
I was so proud.
Wasn't I? I thought I was brilliant. I did all this deep dive and research and goal differential and seemed like a game they absolutely should win going away. Ben, and I got to tell you, man, when I clicked on to watch some of the game, I was pretty surprised at what I saw. And you can see, again, it's hard because it's an expansion team, and you're like, ah, it's an expansion team. But when they came out of the gate so hot, your expectations change. And now we're telling fans to lower their expectations. It doesn't work like that. And you know, they got to figure out how to right the ship a little bit. But it's been two games in a row where the other team is now kind of using their strategy against them, Ben, and forcing them to get out of a zone that they don't want to get in. They do not want to bend at all. They're going to stick to their guns. And it's just, it was ugly, man. And it was a game you should have won at home, and you didn't. And it was a rough San Diego sports weekend.
First home loss for SDFC.
Gas Station D-Pill, who's a regular in our chat, is a fan of SDFC, and he's mad because he says Mikey Varis hasn't changed anything other than the lineup in three matches. He specifically said, though,
I'm not going to.
We want to play our style.
Yes.
Good and bad.
I'm not going to. Yeah. So quit asking.
We're going to play our style. But you are seeing teams, as you said. Now, well, okay, if they're going to, we know they're going to do this. Let's do this. And that'll kind of mess them up a little bit. And it has been messing them up the last few games. So now you wonder whether you do have to make an adjustment or
you
not.
You can't. In my opinion, I know less than nothing about professional soccer or even coaching. If they asked me to help assistant coach Bo's or Taylor's team, I'd say no. I don't know anything. You can't adjust. You have to be elite,
to your own personnel.
Elite adjusters with what you have. But when you see success with your way early, right, which they did unequivocally, success, no question. Now you've lost a couple games, you panic and then go, we're going to do something totally, totally different. I don't know that you can.
Which you haven't been practicing.
Right.
I mean, that,
right.
That's a recipe for
I think that's what Ted
disaster.
Lasso did in Ted Lasso. I just don't know. I don't know the answers. And until they get another win, you know, like everyone's going to be questioning that. That's what you open yourself up to.
Kind of goes our earlier conversation. Like, should the Padres be changing their offensive tactics based on the lack of depth in their lineup now? It's like, maybe we need to swing for the fences a little bit more and less of this line drive, try to put together four hits for a rally sort of thing. Because we don't have four guys who are getting hits in an inning anymore.
I really don't think we do.
I just don't think so either.
I think you stick. Sticking to an approach is one of the hardest things ever. It just is, whether it's an organizational approach or a personal approach. It's really, really hard unless you see results.
SDFC will host FC Dallas Saturday at 6 o'clock. Dallas just handed Inter Miami and Messi their first loss over the weekend. So another tough game for SDFC. Wave did win 3-0 over the Chicago Stars. They've been playing pretty well lately. First clean sheet of the season for the Wave. They will host a game on Sunday night against Bay FC at 5 o'clock.
I'm torn now for the second story because I was going to let Ben pontificate on the NBA playoffs. But everybody in the chat wants updates on the sperm race that we talked about in the Rinder Report
last
week.
We'll give you a fourth story if we go quickly.
All right, I'll go quickly. Team USC won.
Team USC won the sperm race.
It was USC versus UCLA, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
I saw a clip of like the microscope footage, and you saw the swimmers swimming.
Did they have numbers?
They had, I think they were names.
Names, okay.
Like,
and
digitally named. They didn't actually like wear like jerseys or anything.
Well, it'd be hard to get a jersey on a sperm.
Really small.
Very tough.
I don't think, there was a video, but there was like play by play, but I think there's cursing in it, so I'm not even going to listen to it raw here. Okay, NBA playoffs. Benny, I don't know how much you watched. The series themselves aren't very good. A lot of 3-1 leads right now. Your Lakers,
they're all very chippy, though.
They have been very chippy. The Lakers are down to the Timberwolves 3-1. The Knicks lead the Pistons 3-1. Celtics lead the Magic 3-1. And Indiana leads Milwaukee 3-1. And they've been a lot of blowouts.
And OKC's already swept. So,
series is already over. So.
When is game five for the Lakers? Okay.
So they got two of the last three at home. All right. It's not out of the realm of possibility. You know, they win the two home ones, then you just have to steal one on the road. But yeah, it's looking kind of bleak for the Lakers. After they really looked like the best team for a good two-month stretch of the season, now they could be gone in five games in the first round.
If they lose, sports radio nationally is going to be so beyond listenable. drink every time someone mentions the phrase LeBron's legacy, and you will be...
You won't make it 10 minutes.
You won't make it 10 minutes. You will be toast. If you ate a Jell-O shot for every time they mention LeBron's legacy on ESPN, if they lose...
On Thursday morning.
You will have had...
Watch First Take.
Yep. You have had 300 Jell-O shots by lunch. It will be the only thing people talk about. LeBron's going to get dragged. It's going to be unlistenable at that point.
Clippers series is really good. That one's tied 2-2. That one's Nuggets been fun. 101-99 on a putback jam by Aaron Gordon with 0.1 seconds left on Saturday, so they're going back to Denver.
Thoughts with Damian Lillard,
yeah, it's
while we're in the
bummer.
NBA. So
big leg
if you
injury.
Haven't been following, I mean, he missed like what, over a month?
Blood clot.
He had a blood clot in his leg. Finally came back to try to help the Bucks in their postseason run here, and he had to leave yesterday's game with what everybody believes is an Achilles injury. I saw Doc Rivers after the game said, yeah, he's got to get some imaging done. He goes, I'm not going to lie to you. It doesn't look good.
No, it didn't look good. It did not look good when it happened.
They almost always know before they know.
Wasn't a contact injury or anything like that. I thought
Anthony Edwards was going to be out. Yeah, when he and LeBron were getting tangled up all game, pushing each other, shoving each other. It was pretty physical, and then I saw them both.
Anthony Edwards is not afraid of anybody.
No, he's not. And then they went down to go for a loose ball, and he laid on the ground for a minute. I was like, oh, dude, he is toast. That series is, I've watched a little bit of most of them. It doesn't hold my attention very long, but I do check in periodically. There's been some really good NHL action.
Wait another, not next round even, but, you know, once you get to conference finals, then it's really, okay, these are four good teams going up against each other. You still have teams that are just blowing everybody out by like 30.
There was a really good hockey game last night that I had on for a while, and then I didn't sleep 15 minutes last night. But
Kings Oilers.
Yeah.
Oilers scored late and then won in overtime.
It was insane, and I watched a little bit of that, and then I turned it off to go to sleep, which I never slept, so I probably should have turned it back on.
Could have just kept watching,
but what's that series at?
2-2.
2-2. Yeah. There's some decent games going right now
tonight,
in the NHL.
Tonight, two games in the NBA. Cavs will go for the sweep of the Heat, and Golden State can advance with a win over the Houston Rockets.
Now, you like Steph Curry.
I do. At 36 on Saturday.
Jeez.
Ageless.
Ageless wonder.
Yeah.
And finally,
much like yourself.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Finally, we've talked about this a couple of times now. It was keeping you guys up to speed on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class. And it was finalized last night. I think last time we talked about it, the fan vote was still going or was starting to wrap up. Now, I still don't know how much of the fan vote is weighted in their decision.
But they've made their final decisions.
But I do know, I read, I think it was like something like 1,200 people in the industry vote, and then they factor in the fan vote as well. And the fan favorite, Fish, who finished the fan vote with 330,000 votes, finishing in first place for the fan vote, they actually didn't get in.
They did not get in.
They are not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The performers category, the finalists, or not the finalists, but the inductees are Bad Company, Chubby Checker, Joe Cocker, Cyndi Lauper, Outkast, Soundgarden, and the White Stripes. Salt-N-Pepa and Warren Zevon were inducted into the musical influence category.
Okay.
And then there were a few more other categories as well. But Fish won the fan vote. They didn't get in. Billy Idol finished third in the fan vote. He didn't get in.
Are they not taking the fans into enough consideration?
I don't know. I don't know.
But what else is there in music?
Oasis didn't get in. Mariah Carey didn't get in.
I get that the Fish fans are a little... They're kind of...
Yeah, they're
more obsessed with
their... Yeah, they voted a lot.
So they probably voted a lot. But I don't know if that needs to be downgraded, the weight of Fish fans.
I was really happy to see...
I don't really know much about Fish.
I mean, I was really happy to see Soundgarden and White Stripes get in. Obviously, Long Live Rock and Roll, certainly. Black Crowes did not get in.
No.
As you mentioned, freaking Joy Division and New Order did not get in, which is bananas to me. Bananas. Makes no sense. I don't know the other thing, too. You know how, like, you can stay on the ballot for a certain number of years? They're not done. Like, these bands could eventually get in, I think.
There were a lot of first-time nominees that did get in this year. I think it's, like, your first single had to have been released, like, more than 25 years ago.
But how long do you stay on the ballot, I wonder? Because there's a whole new crop coming in next year.
I mean, you can always
year.
Start making music again. It's not like a baseball career where you get to your 50s and like, well, he's not going to add to his numbers, but you could always start making music again.
I mean, I guess you could, but how many bands that are good enough to make the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame don't put out anything good until they're 30 years in? Hey, they finally broken through with their seminal album. They're all in their 70s
right now.
Why is that
the case? Why isn't a band ever like... Yeah, they were okay for the first 30 years, but then they really found their sound.
What you would think, you would think with age, your albums would get better and better. You've got better chemistry.
Exactly.
You're better at your job. Doesn't work that way in music. There's every band, I think, like baseball players, you have a window. There's a window.
I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Bill, you're correct. The Warriors cannot advance tonight. They're only up 2-1. This is game 4, not game 5. Of their series tonight. So thank you, Paulie.
You're welcome.
You know, we have a couple minutes left. I didn't mention, as you'd expect, I was on my Henderson vacation for the golf tournament. Two different players in my flight, and that was so six teams, so we're only going up against, 10 other guys? Were professional poker players who have actually won World Series bracelets, like TV and everything.
Wow. Damn.
I didn't know either of them in particular. I haven't watched a ton of poker lately, but those are the kind of, you always worry when you're going up against a professional gambler in anything.
Yes.
Well, we beat both of them. So,
you did?
Yeah.
How was the, did you guys, the other nights, because you did go out the last night, what did you do on the other nights? Did you guys play Sorry, Chutes and Ladders?
Lots of darts? Yeah, he set up a real good dart board in his garage.
Electronic or?
No, this was traditional? Like English pub style
did you
darts.
Play cricket?
We played tons of cricket.
Cricket's the goat of all
the darts.
You have
to get 3 15s, 16s, 17s, 18s, 19s, 20s, and 3 bullseyes.
It's the goat of a game. Yeah. Do you guys keep the score,
We
too?
Kept all the scores.
The scoring is
hard. We actually
had
a chalkboard to keep
chalkboard.
Score. So you could... You need 3 to open the scoring, and then once you get your 4th, you start getting the points on it. The other person has to close it off
Correct.
So they can stop,
throwing darts and
stop the scoring. Time.
I want one of those electronic boards so bad.
Scotty is better than me at darts, so he won most of them. But I had one amazing comeback, and I won it with a center bullseye on the last
one. Really?
Yeah, he was
Ted Lasso over here, man. Look at you.
I know.
So you played. Did you drink a lot?
I had a few drinks.
Were you smoking?
Some tequila and stuff. I did not do any smoking.
They did have Everybody must get stoned.
They were actually doing at the opening party. They had a woman who was hand rolling cigars for everybody.
Loose tobacco
and
in
I walked up to her and I said, close, but no cigar.
Why do I think that you're not lying? You actually did she slap you in your mouth?
She gave me a courtesy chuckle, and I moved on. Because I was close, but I didn't want a cigar. So I said, close, but no cigar.
You actually said it out loud. I think it'd be funny if you said to Scott, hey, close but no cigar. Funny, to walk up to the woman and be like, close but no cigar is ridiculous.
I had to get close to make it an accurate pun.
Why did you wait till 9:53 to tell me this?
I could have broke that down for an hour.
An hour I could have done on this, dude. Look at him. Close, but no cigar.
He knows we would have made fun of him.
Oh, he would have
We're just going to wait until the very end.
Close but no cigar.
You are such a...
I hate you.
That's
and
the
she
worst.
Said something, would you like one? And I go, close, but no cigar.
Oh, I can't stand it.
All right, that's it for us. Braden's coming up next. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Talk to you then. For Paulie, for Woods, I'm Ben. Have a great rest of your Monday from all of us here at 97.3 The Fan. So long.